Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding are proud to present Coast to Coast, the CBS Radio Network.
Hello, everyone. Greetings from Bob and Ray again. We're sitting on the great Bob and Ray sofa here in the CBS living room that we've been assigned. And going to have kind of a comfortable, relaxed program this evening. Do you have
time? Talk to any of us here tonight, this is Bob.
If we have time, we certainly will, sir.
I'd love to talk to you, singer. But make a good interview.
Well, that's good. Is there anything particularly interesting about you that we could? I know you're wearing a gorilla suit. Is there any reason for that? Or
No, but I couldn't find a dinosaur suit.
But you are a singer, and that should make interesting conversation.
I'm a vassal. I'm from Hamilton, Ohio.
Well, we'll get to all that when we come to interview you, sir, if and when we have time.
Hamilton vassal.
And before we go any further, audience, let's take a look at today's rundown and see if there are some things here that you're going to like. We're going to have Flaming Bombadine, whom we've promised so often. He's going to be here to do an unusual circus act that we think you'll like.
Boy, of all the shows you get tickets for.
Going to be saluting another Honor City, well, the first
Honor
City.
A series
of them, and we'll be beginning that today. Going to have a commercial for CBS. Audience, I see you smiling at that. And then we'll be calling in Wally Ballou for a new feature from Idle Wild Airport. Look, will somebody get rid of that troublemaker? The rest of the audience seems very pleased with the round. Try it out that way. Okay, fine. Actually, he was one of the nicest guys we've ever had in the Bob and Ray audience. It was unfortunate that he was just a little bit off today.
Before we call in Wally in the audience, we ought to have our little word here for Columbia Stereophonic High Fidelity Phonographs. I'd like you now to hear my announcer, Bob Elliott.
Thank you very much, old redhead. You know, there's a marvelous selection of 7 new portable models in smart new color combinations. It's a Columbia Phonograph.
Do the best he can.
Each one is a masterpiece of design and beauty. And more quality, more features, more styling. The ability to be sturdy portables than ever before.
Well, if you had loose bridge work, you couldn't do
anything. Can you do any better, sir? Do you want to come up here and...
Yes, I think I can do a lot better.
All right, come on.
Loose bridge work, either.
Come on, I don't care. If you want to do it, go ahead. I left off right there.
Where?
Regular records take on new beauty, too. When played on handsome Columbia
portables. Where's that?
Right there.
Oh. Regular records take on...
New beauty.
Too. New beauty, too, when playing on handsome Columbia.
On handsome Columbia portables.
On handsome Columbia portables. You'll be amazed at the big console sound that is reproduced by Columbia Portable. Stereophonic.
Columbia Portable Stereophonic High Fidelity Phonograph.
You'll thrill to the excitement of Stereo One. By Columbia, number one in the wonderful world of sound.
No, you see, you're breaking it up in the wrong places. You have to run these phrases together, or
else it doesn't make sense. Work isn't everything.
I guess I should. And Columbia portables are economical, too. Prices start as low as $24.95. See them and hear them today at your Columbia phonograph dealer.
Your Columbia phonograph dealer. Okay, Bob, now then, to Idle Wild Airport, and Bob and Ray remote broadcaster, Wally Ballou.
Deals Wally Ballou, winner of the Louis Gratzky Diction Award, 1956. Greeting you from the overseas waiting room here at Idlewild and ready with our portable microphone to chat with some of the people coming and going by airplane. How about you, sir? Can I speak to you first?
Yes.
Where are you from?
I'm from London.
London, England.
London, New Hampshire.
Oh, I didn't think you sounded too British.
I'm not British.
Where are you bound for, or are you just leaving?
I'm leaving from Idlewild now. I'm going overseas.
Whereabouts? London, England?
No, I'm going to Paris, France. And then from there, I'm going to Rome, Italy. And then from there, I'm going up to Geneva, Switzerland. And to London, England. And then I'm going to Dublin, Ireland.
Sounds like a wonderful itinerary you have there, sir, and I hope you have a great deal of fun on your flight.
Well, it won't be much fun at all. I have many serious things that I have to get done on this trip, and...
You're going for business, that are you?
More or less business. You see, I'm in the promotional business, Mr. Ballou. I'd like to, if I may, use your CBS mic.
Well, we can't use any free advertising of this show. I understand your side of it, but after all, we do have valuable radio time for sale, and if you care to sponsor any portion of my interviews, I'd be glad to talk to you after we leave the air.
Well, that wouldn't do me any good at all. You see, what I want to do is go overseas and introduce tuna over there for various holidays. Like in this country, you have your traditional turkey for Thanksgiving.
Yes.
For instance, in France, an institute like, say, tuna fish for Bastille Day.
Mm-hmm.
And then in England, for lilac time at Kew, kind of ring in pizza pie.
I see. So you're hired by the Pizza Institute?
The Tuna Institute, uh-huh. That's right.
Well, I hope, have you tried this in this country, of changing any of these?
I tried it for a little while in this country, but with disastrous results. So I thought maybe I'd better change my modus operandi.
Well, what would be the... Yes, I would, before I get on that plane.
Yes, well, I spilled something there.
What would be the traditional Thanksgiving Day dinner in England, say?
Oh, I think they have the... Well, they don't have Thanksgiving there. They don't have that.
Well, they don't have that.
No.
Well, how about 4th of July in France, then?
Well, the 4th of July in France...
I know they have a 4th of July in France.
Yes, it's between the
3rd and the
3rd 5th. And 5th. Right.
Well, what do they eat on the 4th of July?
Well, a lot of them, I know, sit down to a good meal of truffles and wine and bread.
Jeez. Rather than be eating tuna fish or pizza, huh?
Right. Those are the two products I'm interested in.
Lots of luck to you, sir.
When you say that, I doubt it.
Very glad that you spoke to us on this, our first interview from the airport. And we have time, engineer, for one more if I have enough wire.
No, you don't, Wally, because this is the show on which we introduce a new feature called Salute the Honor City.
From time to time, we're going to select by technical means a city around the country and salute it on the Bob and Ray Show. And we're ready for our Honor City Salute number one. Certainly that we've ever seen, Flaming Bombadine. I think you're going to have to speak up a little bit more, Flame.
Okay.
Have you got all the equipment here with you? Because after we talk a little bit, we would like to have you demonstrate your wonderful act.
Well, Bob, I can't be shot out of a cannon here. I know your advance man, Mr. Conley, was speaking to me.
Wilbur Conley, the young squirt who works for us.
And he wanted to know if I could be shot out of a cannon on the radio program, and I said it'd be impossible. The studio isn't big enough. So what we've gone ahead and done is to take a trash can and remove the bottom, and I'll kind of come shooting out of that. And I have, I think, just enough of a charge to carry me just to the end of the studio.
Use a light charge in a thing like this. How did you ever get started being shot out of a cannon? I've often wondered that about you people.
Well, I started being shot out of a flintlock rifle, Bob, when I was a kid. And it just naturally happened. I worked out of a mortar for a while. And then the bigger I got, the heavier I got, the more of a cannon I needed.
I see.
Bigger bore.
Right. The current time, Flaming Bombadine is the star of the Stutz Brothers Circus, I'm told. And as such, he is given...
I work with my brother. You know, Gus the Nerve is my brother.
Is he in the circus too?
Yes. See,
How did he get that name? From diving off a high board or something?
No, Gus the Nerve... has very tender skin, and he shaves three times a night for the audience using the wrong blade edge.
Oh, that's a
terrific act.
Thrilling act, too. Now, tell us something about the actual work of being fired out of a cannon.
Well, Bob, I have these specially made shoes in which I can put a small charge of dynamite.
Uh-huh.
Now, we light the fuse.
Yeah.
And I'll come shooting out of this trash can. I think, though, for safety's sake here, and as much as I don't have a helmet, that if you would open that door and fire into the studio so that in case I have too much of a charge in my shoes, I'll go through the door and then out into the hall and more or less just...
By that time, you will have slowed down.
Slowed down.
What do you think about when you're flying through the air like you're going to be doing in just a few seconds?
Well, Bob, I don't know. It's not very hard to describe feeling like that. You know, the first thing that happens to you is your sense of hearing is knocked out from the charge. And you're going at such a tremendous rate of speed that...
can't hear the applause.
You can't hear the applause. You can't see anybody. And there's a tremendous... it's awfully hard. Let me see. I might try to describe it.
Compare it to anything. I mean, is it like...
Well, look, it's like this. Have you ever been shot out of a cannon?
No.
Well, it's something like that.
I guess
all I can say about it.
As close as we can come to it.
So,
now, will you go over and crawl in the trash can there with your shoes? We have the door.
Before you open the door, will you?
And the door open right.
All right, well, I'm getting down here.
I think everything's
good. And I'm all set anytime you want to,
I count three, and we'll let her go.
All right.
Lots of luck, Flaming Bombardine.
Thank you.
Thank you in advance for giving us this.
All right, anytime now.
One, two, three.
Oh, I'm awfully sorry.
Billy Webster just came in, ladies and gentlemen.
And I closed the door. I didn't know that the fellow was going to be shot out of the counter.
He was right on his way out the door.
Oh.
He was slowing down. Flaming?
What?
Want you to meet Webley Webster, one of the greatest little guys in show business.
Is he the fellow who closed the door?
Yeah. Well, he came in.
He's a bird brain, if you ask me.
Webb, this is Flaming Bombardine.
How do you do, Flaming? I've heard so much about you. Boy, what that hurt, huh?
You went headlong into that heavy door out there.
I'm going to sit down for a little while.
I think maybe you've got... You have a headache or anything?
Yeah. Mostly that.
Webb, I'm glad you got here because Ray was telling me he had a flat tire on the Bob and Ray truck. It's parked downstairs.
Yeah.
And I wondered if you could get down and change it.
Well, look, I'm all dressed up. I'm going out to a dentist tonight. And I know
we have a flat tire. We have to go out to a supermarket opening.
And I have this, it's a beautiful tuxedo.
It is a nice suit. Expensive, was it?
Yeah, it is fairly expensive. But if I go out and change the tire, and it'll be a mess.
Yeah.
How's the bird?
The great bird is fine, but would you go down and change the tire for him?
Well, all right, I'll go down.
Yes.
Sorry.
Hate to have you get the suit. Suit dirty.
It's Flaming, all right.
I think he is. Would you like to sit down on the Bob and Ray couch, Flaming? I mean, we can go over to the desk and do the rest of the show from there. It might be more comfortable.
Flaming. Oh, there's the Bob and Ray Great Bird.
Looks like he's trying to get out of the cage.
He's getting awfully big for his cage.
That's the great Bob and Ray Bird.
Well, do you know what kind of a bird that is?
No.
I mean, I've been around circuits and oddities enough to know.
I don't know what that is.
You've got a serious problem there.
Why? What do you mean?
It's a very dangerous bird. Just let it go at that. Very dangerous bird.
Well, maybe we should auction it off, huh?
Maybe. Hey, is that the thing is so soon? Gee, we just barely got started. Until tomorrow, this is Ray Goulding reminding you all to write if you get work.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumbs.
This is the CBS Radio Network.